Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, guys? Dave Mate from Circle of Drink in Yerba Mate land for another week of online Yerba Mate circle. Today we're doing another side-by-side comparison. We are talking about potentially my most favorite brands in the world. Obviously, one of them is Mission Yerba Mate, but coming in at a close second, Pipore. I have to give it to Pipore. Honestly, I think it's one of the best Yerba Mates in the world. Yes, I do sell both of these brands, so yes, my opinion is biased. But even if I didn't sell Pipore or Mission, well, I created Mission, but even if I didn't sell them, I would still promote them. That's crazy nonsense talk. I know that doesn't make any sense, but suffice it to say, I love these brands. I love them both. I've been drinking them for 6 years, both of these brands, and I can't say enough good things about them. Today, I just want to compare and contrast these mates, which will illustrate the differences between two classical Argentine yerba mate brands. And we're going to start with this one, Pipore. Pipore. This little accent means, it gives it kind of like a sharp pronunciation. Pipore. A gives it the stress on the E. So, just like last week, guys, when I compared Rosa Monte with Canarias, I'm just going to do a live tasting. Obviously, I've been drinking these Yerba Mates for a long time now, but I spent a couple hours today refreshing my mind, refreshing my body on the different taste profiles, the different cuts, the different effects, and the different personalities of each of these Yerba Mate brands. So I'm going to start off with a live tasting, giving my notes on those, give you my feedback on that, and then just kind of maybe talk a little bit about tasting again and profiles and flavors, things that I get from these. And at the end of this video, which will probably last maybe 25 to 30 minutes, unless we get some callers, by the way, the number is 917-889-9947. If you guys want to call in, ask some questions, share your own information on any one of these brands, you're more than welcome. Remember, this is an online Yerba Mate circle. Everybody's welcome. Nobody is excluded. Everybody is totally open to joining and sharing their own Yerba Mate experience. All right, guys, let's keep it simple. Let's keep it honest. Let's keep it direct. Let's keep it fun. Let's drink some Yerba Mate. All right, so just to give you a little bit of tasting information, I'm drinking Pipore out of a cedar wooden gourd, and I'm using a double action Yerba Mate Bombisha, the one with the spring on the end that has that little enclosement that wraps around the spring and it fixes it to the shaft of the Bombisha. The reason I mention that is because, as you know, some of you may not know, different woods and different materials made out of, that are used to make the gourds impart different tastes onto the actual mate. So, for instance, if you're drinking mate out of a calabash gourd and that calabash gourd is not fully cured, maybe it's just a month, 2 months old, it's going to make the mate more bitter. That's coming from a group of chemicals known as cucurbitacins, which are actually in the saponin category of terpenes, these other chemicals. Basically, there's bitter chemicals that are good for you. A lot of plants have them. The calabash gourd in particular has them, and it takes several months, in my opinion, for those chemicals to totally wash away, so to speak, from the gourd. So I usually don't test mates with calabash gourds only for that reason, unless it's a calabash gourd that I've been using for at least 6 months. So these saponins or cucurbitacins have been washed away completely. The thing with wooden gourds is that, in my opinion, they always impart some sort of taste. Usually with a carob gourd, which we'll discuss a little bit later, you're going to get an oaky component to it. And with the cedar gourds, like this one right here, Spanish cedar, you're going to get more of a piney component, a pine component. And that comes from a terpene, a chemical known as alpha-pinene. I'm not sure if it is in this cedar gourd, but I wouldn't doubt if it is, because it is imparting a sort of pine taste. All right, Let's get back to it, guys. We're tasting Pipore right now. Okay, guys. So Pipore is a classical Argentine yerba mate. What does that mean? That's basically my classification of a mate from the northern part of Argentina, the Misiones region. Now, this region produces usually a sort of mate that is fluffy, usually has low to moderate amounts of polvo. Polvo is the pulverized stems and pulverized leaves, and it has usually a good amount of palos. Palos are the little white stems. Now, the thing about Pipore is that it's very fluffy. It has a lot of palos. I would say it has a high palo content, a high twig content. Now, when a mate has a high palo content, as you guys have heard me say a million times, that usually means you're in for a sweeter ride. The mate is going to be sweeter. It's going to be less astringent. It's going to be less bitter. And it's going to be a lighter-bodied mate. Makes sense because the caffeine and the alkaloids, the different xanthines, the excitatory chemicals, are concentrated in the leaves of the plant, not so much in the palos. In fact, some researchers have said that the palos, twigs, have absolutely no caffeine, and if they do have any caffeine, it's trace amounts of caffeine, little, small, almost imperceptible amounts. So when you're dealing with Pipore, you're dealing with a low-caffeine yerba mate, and you're dealing with a mate that has a high amount of calming effects to it. That's what I like about Pipore. In terms of the taste, you're dealing with a sweet profile, sweet taste profile. Just some terms that I'm using to describe this mate that come to mind, popcorn, caramel, kettle corn, popcorn, cotton candy, marshmallow, sugar, honey, agave. This mate is actually, several years ago when I first had this mate, this was the first mate that I wanted to build my company around. I wanted to only import and sell this mate. Actually, I'm happy that I didn't because it led me to starting my own Circle of Drinks brand. But this mate was so appealing to me many years ago that I was willing to build a whole company around this particular brand. In fact, some people have built a whole yerba mate company around this particular brand because it's that good. Now, usually they don't get into a comparison of caffeine levels, nutrition levels, mineral levels, only because there really is no standard. There really is no some mate companies don't even publish that information. And a lot of the times that information is very variable. Like I said, depending on what time of the year the mate has been harvested, it may have higher levels of caffeine in the summer, may have lower levels of magnesium in the winter, who knows? Suffice it to say, there's high variance when it comes to mineral content, caffeine content. But I think I have to make something very clear with this particular mate is that it has a high level of B1, very high level. In fact, this one gourd right here has probably all I need, the recommended daily intake of B1. B1 is a sort of, it's in a complex, the B complex of vitamins, okay? It's a water-soluble vitamin. It acts as an antioxidant, and I would say the most notable health benefit of B1 is that it actually helps convert carbohydrates into sugar. So what it does is it actually oxidizes. It acts as a coenzyme and oxidizes carbohydrates and helps it to turn into pure energy, sugar. So with this particular mate, my unscientific opinion is that since it has such a high level of B1, that also leads, it's a contributing factor to the sweetness of this mate because that B1 is helping to oxidize the carbohydrates and increasing the glucose levels of this mate. So in short, B1 is helping to make this mate sweeter. It has a high level of B1. I don't know how they were able to achieve that. I guess I'll have to further investigate that. B1 is also very good for the nerves. You know, B1 actually protects the nerves. It increases memory, enhances memory. It's great for people with Alzheimer's. It actually builds this sort of sheath, this coating around each nerve that protects the nerve from deteriorating, from dying. So if you're suffering from any ailments that have to do with neurons, neurological activity, memory, look for Mate's with high B1 content. Of course, this video is for educational purposes only. Do your own research, consult with your own doctors before you consume any herbs. I do notice a calming feeling from this mate. I'm getting a calming effect. It's not very blunt. It's not very direct. It's a simple mate. It's simple and honest. It's sweet. You're going to get a nice calming sensation. The body is very light. I would say light to medium body, perhaps just a full light body. So I usually categorize bodies by, you know, light, medium, and full. And each one of those categories has three different tiers. So it could be like a low light, a medium light, or it could be a full light, or then it could bleed on over from a light to medium. Then it could be, you know, medium body, pure medium body. Then it could be a medium to full, leading into a full, and so on and so forth, all the way up to just a full, robust mate. I would say this is a light to medium body mate. It's sweet. This is one of the best mates you could recommend to a new yerba mate drinker. It's not complicated. It's just sweet. It's very calming. It's not over the top. It's not that bitter. This is due to the high amount of hollows, the high amount of twigs. And it's just a very honest mate. You know, you don't have to really figure it out too much. It has a good, let's talk a little bit about the mouthfeel. The mouthfeel is exactly what it sounds like. How does it feel in your mouth? I would say it's velvety. I would say it has a high level of viscosity, so it's very syrupy. In terms of dimensions, I would say it's very round sort of mate. Almost a little sappy, almost a little, you know, a little chewy finish. Let's talk about the finish. The finish is very smooth. It's very balancing. There's absolutely no tartness, no astringency to the finish. If there is, sometimes you'll pick up on it if you burn the mate. It'll be a very light little zap at the end, a little light little ting at the end. But apart from that, this is a very soft-spoken mate. This is a very light, honest mate. It's very appealing in terms of sweet components, like I said, honey, popcorn, marshmallow, a little bit of maple syrup. It's a nice mate all around. I highly recommend it. Tipore. I got a lot of respect for this company. Let's talk a little bit about the history of this company. This company was founded by, I don't know, maybe about a dozen people of a co-op. It's grown by a co-op in northern Argentina. Now, this co-op was basically started in 1930, but it wasn't formalized until 1933. Now, up until 1960 or so, this co-op was just basically growing very good yerba mate. They probably had different brands, or maybe they were just selling it to other people who were putting their own labels on it. But around 1960 is when they actually started to produce this brand known as Tipore. And it's mostly sold in Argentina. It's exported to Syria. You could actually buy it in Walmart in Argentina, or Disco in Argentina, very popular stores over there. So 1960, this mate was produced. The actual history of the name Tipore goes all the way back from the ancient Guarani civilization. Now, P in Guarani means foot. Por, P-O-P-O, I think that means hand. Re means print. So when you put it all together, it means hand and footprint. Now this mate comes from I think it's called the Pipo Santo River. Let me double check that. Make sure I'm giving you guys the right information. Santo Pipo River region of northern Argentina. Now, back in the day when these areas of Argentina and Paraguay and Brazil were being colonized by Europeans, namely Spaniards and Spaniards and people from Portugal, And basically what happened was the story goes like this. There was a group of Brazilian, there was a Brazilian army, let's call them a Brazilian army, and they used to go and capture indigenous peoples and put them into slavery. Now, there was this one group of Guarani tribes that weren't indoctrinated. They weren't yet indoctrinated by the Jesuits. And they lived along this Santo Pipo river. And as they were being pursued by this Brazilian army, basically trying to enslave them, most of this army was captured and put into slavery. However, there was this one chieftain who was able to cross the river and escape and successfully flee the captors. And the Jesuits actually protected this chieftain. And they basically went back to the river that he crossed, and they noticed that his footprints and handprints were in the actual mud along the bank of this river. So to commemorate this person's success in fleeing their captors, they actually built a plaque around this river to show that this man got away and now he was being protected by the Jesuits, what have you. That's basically the gist of the story. So Pipore essentially means the handprint and the footprint of this chieftain, this Chief Santo, I believe his name was, Chief Santo. Interesting story. All right, guys, enough about Pipore. I don't want to go off on that, but I did want to share some history with you on that. So let's talk about Mission. Mission Yerba Mate. Okay, guys, Mission Yerba Mate is a mate that I drink pretty much every day. I've been drinking Mission. Actually, I haven't been drinking Mission for 6 years. I've been drinking Mission for about 5 years now. 5 years I've been drinking Mission. Mission's a whole nother story. Okay, guys, so the thing about Mission, it is from Northern Argentina, Misiones region as well, but there's a different philosophy here. With Mission, you're dealing with high polvo, high powder content. When you're dealing with a mate that has a high powder content, it's going to be much more direct. It's going to be much more in your face. And, you know, I have to say that I designed this mate. I personally designed the cut of this mate. And I basically designed it around my personality. You know, I could be a very direct, blunt, and to-the-point person. And that kind of came out in this blend. You know, this blend is very to-the-point. It's a simple mate as well. So Pipore is a simple mate in that it's simple and sweet. It's just sweet and, you know, there's some round dimension to it. But there really isn't too much to figure out. You know, and the same thing with Mission, but Mission's on the other end of the spectrum. It's simple in that it's just direct. It hits you directly. You know, it hits your palate. It's much sharper in terms of shape and dimension. It's not really that round. Mission's not really that round. Mission's more square. You know, it's more logical. It's more like, okay, let me just drink Mission and wake up. You know, let me just get to the point with this and, you know, let me just get that surge of energy right away. That's not the case with Pipore. You know, Mission is more steely. It's more like an overbrewed green tea. It's more like, you know, you're going to get some woody components. You're going to get that rich, dank earth, very earthy. Has that mossy component. Has some maltiness to it. It's kind of more astringent. The finish is definitely astringent. In terms of the smell, the nose of it, it's, you know, you're going to get a little faint lemon, a little faint citrus notes to it. The smell really isn't too overwhelming in any respect. I would say it's kind of light. In comparison to Pipore, the smell is sweeter, noticeably sweeter on Pipore. But what can I say? You know, Mission's a full, medium-bodied mate. Not full, I would call it a medium-bodied mate. Pipore is a light to medium body mate. In terms of mouthfeel of Mission, definitely less viscosity. It's going to be lighter, it's going to be a little bit more waterier, a little bit, is that even a word, waterier, which is actually kind of interesting because even though Mission has more dust content, more polvo, which I believe, in my, for me, I love polvo. You got some companies who say, no, you know, my Mate has no polvo, it has no dust. I personally don't like when people say that because that doesn't make any sense to me. They're using that as a marketing tactic to say that their Mate is superior because it doesn't have powder. But if you think about it on a scientific level, that makes no sense. Mate that has more powder, theoretically, and in most cases this is true, it's going to have a higher effect on you, a more direct effect, because the powder has already broken down the cell walls. The cell walls have been broken down. The fibrous walls of the cells have been basically chopped down in size to release, to have much higher water solubility, to release more compounds, more effects. Hence, Mission's more direct sensation, more direct approach. Now, in some mates, that doesn't always work. You know, there's a lot of variables to consider. Some mates have a high powder content, say, for instance, like Galaxy, for instance. And, you know, Galaxy has a high amount of powder, but it's more of a calming mate. You know, it's not so, you know, it is direct. The feeling is, gives you energy, but in terms of the taste, it's not so direct as Mission. So it depends on where the mate is grown as well. But in my opinion, you know, I like mates that have powder content. You know, Pipore has a low powder content, but it works for that mate. It works very well. So there's a lot to consider when it comes to cut philosophy. Maybe I'll make another video on that in the future. But depending on how the mate has been composed in terms of the ratio of powder, the ratio of twigs, the ratio of chopped up twigs, the ratio of larger leaves, you know, that's a whole nother art and science in and of itself, one that I'm still trying to understand. So let's do a little bit of a comparison now. Let's kind of put it together. Those of you that are looking for a lighter mate, something that is sweeter, something that isn't as strong, something that is more soft-spoken and kind of just calmer, I would definitely say Pipore is a good choice. If you're looking for something, you know, if you're a little bit more aggressive and you want something kind of boom, you know, right to the face, something more direct, something more, you know, boost in energy, something more a little bit blunt and direct, I would say Mission. You know, Mission. You know, when people ask me something, you know, how do I get my mate that has a high energy content? Of course, I go to Mission all the time. But if you want something lighter, something sweeter, maybe something for someone that, you know, is not that familiar with mate, I would say Pipore. Pipore is definitely a good variety for that. Both good classical Argentine yerba mates. Both of them have a pretty good cycle. I would say, what is this cycle? The cycle is each time you drink out of this gourd is considered a cycle. Okay? So, depending on the length of the cycle, the mate may last longer. When I say last, I mean in terms of taste, in terms of effect. A mate that has a short cycle becomes lavado. Lavado in Spanish means, lavado means, in English, means washed, tasteless. So I would say Mission has a good cycle, a long cycle. And I would say Pipore has a medium cycle. Pretty good cycle, but I would say it's a medium cycle, not so long. Let me also mention that I tested Mission using a carob gourd. I used double action bombichas on both tests, and in terms of the water, I used water that was about 175 degrees Fahrenheit. You guys could do the math for Celsius conversion. Now, something that just came to me today, I'm going to throw it out there. I still have to do research, but, you know, whatever. I trust you guys. I love you guys. So I'm just going to throw it out there. I could be totally off. But I think that there's only one time, there's only one true time where you get the true taste of the mate, the true character of the mate. Only one cycle that represents that. Okay? Now, I still got to do more experiments to be 100% correct on this, but I'll tell you how it is. When you put your dummy water in, the first time you put a little bit of dummy water in, after you make your water hole here, you put a little bit of room temperature water or cold water, just about that much. Then you top it off with hot water, mate water, water that has been properly heated, not exceeding 185 degrees Fahrenheit. That mixture of cold water and hot water, let that sit for about 20, 25 seconds. Then you drink that first mate. That first cycle, I think, is the true taste of the mate. Why is that? Because the water is not too hot, and the water is not too cold. But the water is not even that warm, and the water is not even that hot. The water is kind of just foam. It's just right there. And when the water is right there, I believe that there's a point in time when the water is just so perfect where the true character, the true taste of the mate will come forth. But as you know, we go through many cycles of the mate. We go through many cycles, maybe 20, 30, 40 cycles before we throw it away. Each cycle leaches more chemicals, more compounds out of each time. So one mate that may taste a certain way after cycle 2 will, without a doubt, taste another way after cycle 10, after cycle 15. So this is where it gets tricky when you're comparing different tastes of mate. What cycle did you compare it on? What water temperature did you compare it with? What type of water did you compare it with? There's so many variables. You know, some people may shut up, Dave, you know, just keep it simple. But I can't, because that's my left side of the brain. My left side of the brain is analytical. And I'm thinking about the variables. I'm thinking about water temperature. I'm thinking about all these other factors. The right side of my brain is creativity. That just means let it go. That just means, okay, just taste it. Just close your eyes. Just get in tune with it. Just smell it. Just feel the mate. Just really just open your heart to the mate. You need to use both sides of your brain to accurately describe the mate. You can't just use the left side. You can't just use the right side. You need a cohesion of left and right brain hemisphere. Okay? So keep that in mind. You want to keep your mind loose. You want to keep the right brain loose. You don't want to be too serious when you're tasting mate. But you also want to be a little bit critical. You want to use your logic as well. You want to think about variables. You want to think about water temperature. You want to think about all these components that could affect the taste. You want to have that science aspect of your mind, and you want to have that, you know, artistic aspect of your mind working together. So for me, I'm beginning to realize that it's the first cycle. That first cycle, maybe the second, maybe the third. Right now I'm calling it the first cycle is the true taste of any yerba mate right now. I could be wrong. Time will tell. So give it a shot, guys. When you're tasting mate, put in your dummy water. Dummy water is water that's room temperature or cold. I kind of like room temperature for the dummy water. That's the water that kind of opens up the mate, protects the mate, protects the vital nutrients, protects the flavors. Don't fill the whole thing up with dummy water. Fill it up about 3/4. Sometimes even half is okay. Then top it off with your mate water. Your mate water is water that has been properly heated, not boiled, not exceeding 185 or 190 degrees Fahrenheit. Top it off. Let it sit for 25 seconds, 20 seconds, something like that. That first sip, I believe, is the true taste of the mate. Now, of course, we're going to keep on drinking the mate. We're going to keep on playing around with it. We're going to keep on, you know, drinking 20 cycles. When I'm really testing these mates, I'm paying a lot of weight. So if we were thinking about statistics, well, let me shut up about all that. But basically, I'm giving more weight to the first cycle, and then I'm giving a little bit more weight to the second and third and fourth cycle, significantly more weight in terms of importance, in terms of truth of taste, than the following 10 cycles, 15, 20 cycles. So that's my sort of little trick when it comes to tasting mates. I give more weight, more priority to those beginning cycles, more so than those latter cycles. Okay, guys, I hope that makes sense. You know, I hope you guys are able to kind of decipher through my words when I'm talking about cycles, and I know I'm throwing a lot of terminology at you. But if you want to kind of brush up your game on the different terminologies of yerba mate. We have a tasting guide that's on yerba mate land. I'll put the link below this video on YouTube, the link to the tasting guide, or you could just go on to yerbamateland.com, typing tasting guide, and you'll find it. And then on circleofdrink.com, we have tons of information on you know, different types of yerba mate, different philosophies of cuts that you could kind of just read about. And as you proceed with your yerba mate journey, you're just going to start to put things together. You're going to start to put, you know, oh, this mate has this certain cut, that mate has that certain cut, this mate comes from Argentina, this mate comes from Uruguay, this mate has a lot of dust, this mate doesn't have a lot of dust. There's going to be so many little things to consider that in time, you're going to be able to kind of really size up what's going on with different mates. But it takes time. For me, this journey has been 6 years in the making, and I'm still a little child. You know, I still don't know much. I still only know a little bit. It's going to take another couple of decades for me to really begin to understand these mates. That's just my opinion. I'm not trying to use false humility or anything, but I truly believe that when it comes to understanding things, it takes, you know, decades of dedication. So, guys, my name is Dave Mate. This has been a pleasure sharing this mate with you, sharing these reviews with you. This is all I do. Mate is my life. I drink it every day. I study it every day. You know, I spent 3 years in Argentina, and my sole occupation in Argentina was studying mate. That was my sole occupation. That's all I did when I was there, and I was a student of language. So I do take this very seriously when I'm studying these mates. I do try to give you the best possible information, but I'm never going to say that I'm categorically correct. You know, this thing is very subjective, what we're doing here. My taste profile may be drastically different than your taste profile. And like I said, there's such a high degree of variance between the same brands of yerba mate, depending on what time of the year it's grown, how it's grown, how it's aged, how it's stored. So in order to gain some true insight, you have to have time. You have to have enough sample material, and you have to have time. So this whole thing is a process. It takes time. Until the day I die, I'll be doing this. You guys are going to see me. You're not going to get rid of me. I'm going to be here talking about different yerba mates, because that's what I love. So to thank you guys who have watched this video, for the next 24 hours, there's going to be a code that's going to save you 15% on each one of these brands. People Day and Mission. Let's call the code let's call the code Bombilla 15. Bombilla 15. That code is going to be valid in about 20 minutes, and it's going to last for 24 hours. If you use that code on either site, circleofdrink.com or yerbamateland.com, and if you purchase either one of these varieties of mate, type in that code on the checkout page, Bombilla, the number 15 after, Bombilla 15, and you will save 15%. And just as a little side note, for those of you that want to order, you know, from both sites and you don't want to pay double shipping, shoot me an email and I'll send you a custom little invoice, so I'll make sure everything's put together in one box and you'll just pay one shipping rate. That's if you buy each brand. If not, you don't have to worry about that. That's just a little favor to you guys. So we're going to be coming back every week. Tuesday right now is the schedule, 6:30 p.m. Eastern time. Let me know what you guys want to hear from me. Let me know what you want to learn about mate. I'll do my best to present that information. As it is now, I'm going to be focusing on these side-by-sides. I love it. I'm having fun doing these side-by-sides. So who knows? Next week we'll do another side-by-side on two totally different brands of mate. All right, guys. Keeping it short, simple, and sweet this week. That's it. Thank you so much for allowing me to share this information with you. Enjoy the rest of your day. It's hot over here in New York. Very, very hot. I just got to go chill out right now, hydrate, and get ready for more yerba mate experiences. Peace out, guys. Dave Mate, Circle of Drink, Yerba Mate Land. Peace.